AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The head of Cleveland's largest police union says the firings of six officers are unbelievable. The officers were fired for their part in a high-speed chase that ended in a 137-shot barrage that killed two unarmed people. City officials announced the firings today, as well as multi-week suspensions for six other officers. In November of 2012 in East Cleveland, the officers opened fire on a vehicle they had been chasing across the city. Commander James Chura says the scene was chaotic as police opened fire on those unarmed suspects.
Officer G approaches the suspect vehicle as rounds are being fired. I thought that we were taking fire. I saw glass from the suspect vehicle exploding. I saw bullet holes in the police car here, referring to car 217.
The union's president says it will fight this disciplinary action. A citywide drug raid in New Orleans early today resulted in a sheriff's deputy being shot. That deputy is now in critical condition with a wound to his neck. A suspect is charged with attempted first-degree murder. Presidential candidates are pressing for votes in the days leading up to the Iowa caucuses. Our Jerry Bodlander is following Senator Cruz's campaign.
Locked in a tight race here in Iowa with Donald Trump, Ted Cruz has a long day of campaigning on tap, seven stops in all across the southeastern part of the state. Joining Cruz as he looks to win over conservatives is Rick Perry, the former Texas governor and GOP presidential hopeful who ended his presidential efforts several months ago.
Many of the other candidates are also campaigning across the state today. The markets may have been on a roller coaster ride this month, but a strong job market and lower gas prices helped to boost consumer confidence again. The Conference Board says its measure of confidence is up for the second straight month, and the consumers appear to be shrugging off the recent sharp decline in the stock market and economic weakness abroad. No weakness today on the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average heads into the close, up more than 280 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is moving to limit the use of solitary confinement in federal prisons,
saying isolation should only be used as a last resort. The president's wielding his executive authority to bar federal facilities from using solitary with juveniles or to punish inmates who commit low-level infractions. He's also expanding treatment for mentally ill prisoners. These moves, which the White House says will affect about 10,000 inmates, cap a six-month review of federal policy. Obama announced them in a Washington Post column, asking how can we employ solitary where it's not absolutely needed and expect prisoners to return to society as whole people. Mark Smith, Washington.
Actor Abe Vigoda has died. He played Detective Fish on the TV series Barney Miller. He was 94 years old. And a book has now been returned to a library in Western Michigan 49 years after it was checked out. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.